Tim Patrick, the head wrestling coach with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, joining us here today as we take a look at the upcoming 2021 season. Tim, good to catch up with you again.
Yes, thanks for calling. Thanks.
You bet, Coach. You guys, five guys out right now for wrestling. You might get some numbers kind of added to that, but talk about that. Talk about what the room's been like here so far this season.
Well, we've got three freshmen. You know, they're pretty green, a junior and a senior. Their ability is unbelievable. I mean, they're hard workers. They're fun to be around. They don't complain when we're conditioning or working on moves. I mean, it's just been a joy so far. So,
what have you focused on here early, especially with three freshmen? You said they're green.
Basics right now. I mean, it's, you know, we got to start from ground one with them. These, a lot of them, not the three freshmen only wrestled like maybe a couple years. So, I mean, it's, John and I decided, you know, we need to start from ground zero and see what they got, and they've been performing pretty well so far. So,
you seem pretty excited. I get the sense that the potential to be really solid is there.
Yeah, like I said, they're a little green yet, but, you know, they're coming a long ways in our third practice so far. So, you know, that's fun.
Most of the guys around the same weight class, do you get to have them wrestle against each other, or are you having to get down on the mats with some of these guys?
Oh, I have to get down a little bit, but yeah, the two of them are probably 182, 195 pounders, and then we actually got a little one, 113 pounder to 120 pounders. So,
are most of the guys close to the weight you want them at this point of the season, or is there still some losing, or even in some cases maybe gaining some weight?
Well, yeah, there's a couple that we need to get down a few pounds, not a lot. John and I truly believe, you know, we're not, it's your choice where you want to be. You just, you know, it's where you want to be and where you feel comfortable at, too. So,
who are your two upperclassmen, a junior and a senior, to go with those three freshmen?
Our junior is Kyler Aschide, actually from Glidden. He'll probably be our 220 pounder. He's only wrestled like a year. Yeah, he wrestled 1 year at Kemper, so I'm very excited for him. He's really, really solid kid. Seems like a heck of a nice athlete. So, and then our senior is Preston McAllister. He will probably be our 170 to 82 pounder. He's got a lot of talent. He's by far probably the best athlete we've got that I've seen so far. But, you know, he's got some ways to go too. So.
What do you think the strengths of those two guys will be here early in the year?
Preston, for sure, on his feet. He's really confident on his feet right now. Kyler, he's doing well. He's like I said, he's a junior. He only wrestled a year in high school, but I see a lot of potential. He's doing well on his feet, and he's very strong, so physical. So,
what type of things? Let's focus on those two guys. You mentioned the fundamentals, and I think for every coach early in the season, it's the fundamentals. With these two guys, what's kind of the focus with Kyler to get him ready? Just a couple of years of experience, and in those upper weight classes, you a lot of times get upperclassmen that have been at it for a while. So how do you get him prepared for that first match of the season?
The confidence more than anything, I think. I mean, you got to have confidence and believe in yourself that you can battle with these juniors and seniors also. You know, I mean, he's, like I said, he was a heck of a football player. It seems like he's mind's right and ready to roll. So
how do you guys work that with him coming down from Glidden? You know, practice times maybe a little different, or how's that work out?
We usually don't start till around 4, so they usually get there right about 4, and we kind of do a little warm-up before we get started anyway. So yeah, it works pretty well. So
Preston, a strong kid. I know that. Where do you feel like he can still improve as this season goes on?
I think probably on bottom more than anything. I think we haven't really touched on the bottom position yet, but I know when he did wrestle for us a year or two ago, that's where he needed to improve the most. But he's just a great athlete. He is an all-around athlete. He's fun to be around. So.
You mentioned John Meyer, your assistant coach, with just five guys out right now, Coach. It sounds like you and him get that opportunity for a lot of one-on-one work with these guys. That's really got to be beneficial, especially early in the season.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, like I said, you know, I truly believe John's probably one of the best assistant coaches around the state of Iowa. He's, you know, he knows what it takes to win the whole state tournament, you know, and that's a great thing to have in presence with these young kids, and that's an unbelievable opportunity for them too. So,
what was those first couple of days like with it, especially with the three freshmen? What'd you focus on with those guys?
We told them it's going to be tough, you know. I mean, we also have to tell them, you know, they're freshmen. They're going to probably be wrestling juniors and seniors, you know. That's, you're going to take your lumps, but stick with it, you know. I truly believe you can do some big things in this sport, so.
Not going to probably have a chance in a lot of the duels that you're in this year simply because of the numbers, Coach, unless the other teams you're wrestling against have some lower numbers as well. So is a lot of the focus more individual for you guys this year than really team-wise?
Yes, yes. We've been through this a couple years now, and that's what I try instilling in the boys, too. I just tell them, you know, it's tough to win a duel if you only got four or five kids out. And, you know, we still got to have the matches to compete, you know. We got to have matches to get better, you know, so I'm sorry for that, but we just got to focus on ourselves, you know, and try as many matches as we can, so.
Speaking of the matches, how do you like the schedule? How do you feel like it breaks down for you guys this year?
I think it's going to be all right. I think, yeah, I think we have a great schedule. You know, I just, after Christmas, I already told them, you know, this is when we got to turn it on. First part, we just want to get in good shape and be ready to wrestle a full 6 minutes, you know, so.
Any tournaments or anything you're excited about going to this year? I know you guys are hosting one. How's that one looking right now?
I think we've got 6 or 7 teams so far. We've added a couple. Yeah, ours and you know, I think our big one is where we compete is the Guthrie tournament. Actually, you know, the Charger down there in Guthrie Center, which is 23 teams there, and kind of makes you see where you're at for before sectionals too. So.
Coach, you mentioned adding a few teams to your guys' tournament. Do you know right now? I know it's off top of your head probably. Do you know who some of the new teams are that will be coming in this year?
Bedford Lennox, for one, which they usually have a pretty good team. I'm not sure of the others, but I know we got Bedford Lennox for sure. So,
Coach, what are you looking for out of this group this year? What's the one main focus for you with this team this season and these kids?
Just make sure they get better. I mean, and make sure that they know that, you know, that they've gotten better. I mean, like I said, you know, you got three freshmen there. You guys got to try keeping their spirits up, and, you know, you're going to get beat eventually. You know, you just got to keep focused on mentally is a lot of it, too, you know.
I know.
You got to have mental toughness to keep them going, too, also, so.
I know you guys have battled some injuries over the years. Are you about as healthy as you can be coming into the season with some of these guys coming off of football season?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we're actually, you know, nobody's complained anyway, I guess. Well, hopefully injuries stay away.
And, Coach, I do understand some really good numbers in the junior high level. So even though the number's been low for you the last few years, the future looking like things are going to turn around a little bit for the wrestling program?
Yeah, I think they're, from what I've seen so far from last year, I think there's 12 to 15 eighth graders. So that's going to be huge if we can keep those kids out for next year. Yes.
Tim, so, what do you see with this program? What's the future of this program look like, do you think?
I think it's going to be really fun, I guess I'd say. You know, like I said, you get a bunch of young ones in there, you got to kind of spread them out because they're all about the same weight, about half of them about the same weight, you know. But, yes, I think the future of this program is looking good. And that's kind of John Rar's goal, is to build something that I think it's coming. So.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. I wish you the absolute best luck. Looking forward to seeing you at several of the meets this year, and looking forward to kind of seeing and following how the kids do.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Tim Patrick again with the Coon Rapids Bears wrestling team. Again, we're previewing that upcoming 2021 season.